The first little capsule is actually your relationship to time, how you function naturally in the context of time. There are three different kinds of ways that we have identified of relating to time. I'll give you the three, and then we'll talk about them in much more detail. The first one is linear. The second one is cyclical. And the third one is pulse. Linear, cyclical, and pulse. These are the names that we have given, essentially, to these different ways of relating to time. Now, somebody who is linear, what that means is that as you look at the flow of time in a day or in a week or whatever, you are able to get the same level of productivity out of any time of the day. Time flows sequentially for you. So you can get up at 8 o'clock and you can work from 8 to 10 on one project and from 10 to noon on another and from 1 to 2 and whatever. You can order your day sequentially, and basically the hours of the day to you are pretty much all the same. You're going to get the same level of productivity out of any of them. So you could say that any time of the day is an up time for you. Your high functioning, your high level of productivity doesn't really matter when. The linear people thrive in the 8 to 5 work environment. They do just fine there because there isn't a particular window of time that is good or bad for them. They're very good at being able to do any task at any time of the day. And a lot of times the people who are linear are also often left-brained. Those two things seem to come together quite frequently in the same package, that you have a left-brained person, they're a little bit more on the analytical side, a little bit more task-focused and able to easily discipline themselves and get all of those horrible, crazy admin things done very easily, good at checking things off the list. They just keep plodding ahead. They're not usually prone to huge bursts of creativity. You know, they just keep putting one foot in front of the next. So for the most part, our westernized work days are set on linear time because linear time is the easiest to deal with. I mean, it would be very hard to create, for a company to create a work environment where everybody gets to work at whatever time is good for them. That would be very hard to deal with in terms of making a business profitable. So that's linear. The second one is cyclical. And for a cyclical person, time flows in cycles. So there are specific times of the day, even, that are more productive for them. Somebody I know is one of those people who likes to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and 4 to 9 is their slot. They are the most productive. They do the best work. Their creativity is flowing. They're at a high level of productivity in that window of time where all of the rest of this world is still sleeping. There are other people whose cycle is maybe sometime in the middle of the morning or in the afternoon or at the other end of the spectrum, and they're up late at night because that's the time where they flow best in relationship to time. A lot of times for the cyclical people, time also flows in cycles in terms of their weeks, their months, their years. They can track seasons, that there are some weeks of the month that they are even more productive than others, or they can see how their life has kind of risen and fallen as the months and the years go by. So for people in cyclical time, they operate at a higher level of functionality and productivity at whatever that time slot is. The rest of the day for them, they can do fine. They're probably lower productivity than the linear people, but they can still get something done. But in those sweet spots, things are really flowing for them. Now, people that have pulse time are the ones that create all the problems. Because pulse time is very jagged and unpredictable, which makes it even more difficult. For pulse time, up is really up. I mean, they are on fire. They could work round the clock. When they've got a burst of creativity or a burst of productivity, they can work night and day. They can forget to eat. They can forget to take a shower. I mean, it's just the focus is on whatever project they're doing, And there is a high level of productivity, high level of creativity. And by the end of that 2-week marathon, they will present you with this amazing project or product or whatever it is. The downside to this is that when they're down, they're really down, and you can hardly get anything out of them. So there is an unpredictability to this pulse flow. It just seems to happen when it happens. And there's really not any particular pattern to it, unlike the cyclical people who are clearly, they clearly know that this is my window of time. Therefore, I'm going to put all of the high priority projects or all of the creativity projects or whatever, I'm going to put them in this window because I know that's my time of productivity. For the pulses, it's kind of like just waiting for the train to go by, and you're going to jump on it whenever you see it. And in those times when you're waiting is the difficult thing for the pulse people. And that's where a whole lot of discipline has to come into the picture, because it's hard to make yourself be productive when you're not in one of those up times. So it can be incredibly hard for the pulse people to keep a steady job, because the boss wants from you a high level of productivity in the 8-to-5 window or whatever the workday is. And the pulse person is sitting there trying to down as many espressos as they can to at least get some sort of productivity going. And then they jolt to action in the last hour of the day, and they're ready and raring to go, and it's time to shut down the office. And, you know, you just get an hour out of them, or maybe they stay late to work. And there's all of these dynamics that exist when you have the pulse personality. And a lot of times you'll find that the people that are at pulse time will find either do the job jumping thing where they're going from job to job, or they will find a boss who loves their creativity so much that he's willing to put up with the down times, or they will do something independent. They will become an entrepreneur, start their own business. A lot of the really creative people, artists and such, are often pulse. They will have nothing for a while, and then all of a sudden an idea will come, and they will spend their life in their studio for a month or 2 months or whatever it takes to get the job done. So pulse is a little bit harder to fit into a very linear society, which is what most of us live in. But all three of them are God's design. All three of them were hardwired into you from the beginning. When God looked at the package of who you are, your redemptive gift, your other gifts and anointings and things, he specifically matched you up with one of these three types of time or relationship to time, because he knew that's what you would need for walking out your design. So the challenge for each of us is to walk this out. What does it look like for us to use our relationship to time to bring the most benefit to the Lord? So for example, for the linear people to be able to use that capacity to work at any time of the day, to maybe fill in some of the gaps if that is needed. One of the challenges for the linear people is to develop their creativity, to try bursting out of the bubble or the box or whatever it is for a little bit and try something different. A lot of times it's easier for the linear people to get very much into a pattern and into a set way of doing things, and for them to develop a little bit more of the right brained side of them, to be maybe less structured in your life. Because even though God designed you to be linear in your relationship to time, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want to develop some of the other ways of relating to time or unpack some of the other things about you, such as your creativity or that sort of thing. Now, for the cyclical people, they seem to me, in terms of our culture, to be able to bring both of the worlds together a little bit better, because they have their ups and downs within the context of a day, perhaps. You know, they've got their early morning where they're up, or they're late at night or whatever. And to some extent, they can even prioritize some of the things that they do so that they're doing the high creativity or high intensity projects or whatever in the cycle of time where they're up. But cyclical people still do have to train themselves and embrace the discipline of being able to still be productive in the times where they're not up. So if you have in your day the capacity to be somewhat flexible, or some of your uptime is at work, you might discuss with your boss that you know that this particular time slot is a really good time for you. Your high level of productivity, creativity is flowing. Could you put in that time slot some of the projects that are going to require a lot of thought from you and a lot of investment, and maybe save some of the more mechanical or lesson tasks and projects for a little bit later in the day when you're in your downtime, where you can just grind away and do the admin and do the trivia that doesn't require a lot of investment, and arrange your time according to the time slots that are up and the time slots that are just normal. And for the cyclical person, you can synchronize your day and your life according to those patterns and get the most benefit out of them. Use them intentionally to serve the Lord, to maybe spend your time with Him during the up times for you, or put in those slots projects that need to be especially invested in. Watch for the significant seasons in your life as well, to be aware of when you have a season of growth, or when you have a season of rest, or when you have a season of exploring something or of investigating, or what are the different seasons in your life if you are a cyclical person, and how can you be watching for them so that when they shift, you are ready to partner with the Lord in getting the most out of that season as you possibly can. The Pulse people clearly have the biggest challenge, because not everyone can afford to be independent from the cultural confines of time. We aren't all able to do nothing or hardly anything in our downtimes and only function in our uptimes. And even when you are super, super productive in your uptimes, a lot of times what you see with the Pulse is that they will focus so intently on whatever the project is, and then when they're in a downtime, they just sort of deflate a bit and may not have the discipline to then tackle all of the stuff that needs to be done in everyday life. That's what the Pulse needs to work on, is when they're not in the uptime, what kind of tasks can you do that will prepare you for when that next train comes and you can jump on it, so that your life is not in disarray and disorder, so that you don't have bills that aren't paid and a car that won't run and a house that's a mess and all these other kinds of things because you were so focused on that project that everything else fell to the wayside. And same is true at work, that you are able to use the downtimes and discipline yourself to do the trivia and the admin and all that stuff that needs to be done, so that when the next Pulse comes, you have a clear slate, so to speak, to be able to lean into it and not worry about everything else. And one of the things that I think is important with the Pulse time is to be able to recognize and celebrate that that is God's design. Because a lot of Pulse people especially have struggled, have been told that something's wrong with them, told that why can't you just focus when you're supposed to focus, or why is it that you go off on this thing and I don't see you for 5 days because you've shut yourself in your studio. A lot of times Pulse people get a lot of criticism from people around them because of these jagged up and down spikes that they have. So the first step, I think, is to recognize and celebrate that God made you that way. God designed you to operate in those spurts of creativity, but that you need to discipline yourself so that you are able to still function when you're not in one of those uptimes, and the rest of your life doesn't fall apart, or you don't lose your job, or whatever the case may be, so that when work is required, you can work. But then also to give yourself room to pulse with freedom, to maybe even set aside a day or two a week, or a few hours every day, or something like that, to give yourself the opportunity to catch one of those waves when they go by. And even though they're unpredictable, I think it's important to be able to give ourselves some time to be able to catch a wave if it's there. And maybe there's flexibility at your job. Maybe you can talk to your boss and say, you know, this is something that I have seen about myself, that I've discovered about myself. Can we arrange things a bit so that you can have the best benefit out of me as an employee? Because really, it's to your employer's advantage to use you, so to speak, when you're at those levels of peak performance. Same with the cyclical, that if you can work that into your schedule somehow, you are going to give them the most return on their investment when you are at one of those up times. So in all three of these, we have a clear distinction between the different types of God's design, and they all function, they all have a function and a purpose, but they're each very different, and we find that most people fall in to one of those three. So I'm curious, after hearing me describe this to you, how many of you think that you're linear? How many of you fit well into that description? Do we have any linear? A couple? A few? Okay. Okay, good. How many cyclical? Where you can see a clear pattern. Okay. And how many pulse? Yeah, I've got a few of those. And pulse are almost always right-brained. Every once in a while, you'll find a left-brain pulse, but not very often. I think they would self-destruct. I'm not sure that the left brain and the pulse would go together very well. Usually, you find that in right brain. Cyclical, you find both a lot of times. In linear, you usually find left brain. Again, linear and right brain, I'm not sure how well that would work out either. What I want to do here is to give you a better understanding of the way God made you in how you relate to time and how time flows for you so that you can develop discipline if that's needed. You can walk in freedom, knowing that the way you are is God's design. It's not something wrong with you, so that you can perhaps unpack it more and be more intentional about using the time the way God designed you to use it and partnering with God's design for you to release the most from time that you can.